Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
President of Baseball Operations and General Manager Matt Arnold.
The home run the other day that Yelly hit was as good of a moment that I can recall as a Brewer in the 11 years that I've been here, and the start that Bowers has had and Terang, and just so many of these guys that are just stepping up. It's been great to see contributions from the whole team. It's been a lot of fun.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Potawatomi Sportsbook and Ridgetop. Brewers President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold, on the line with us this morning. Got the big pet drive going just outside your window today, Matt. You a dog guy, cat guy? Did you bring a donation today?
Love animals. Yeah, I hope everybody has a chance to come out and support a great event out here. Yeah, I think it's we have a cat at home and had her for years, and anytime you get a chance to support animals around the community, it's a great thing to certainly support.
You know what would be awesome is if that cat's name was some kind of like random ball player from like 1993 that you just said, no, we have to name it this.
Okay, be prepared to be disappointed. Matt, what's the cat's name?
Yeah, no, it's actually Millie after Milwaukee. So there we go.
Okay.
So
that's cute. All right.
Yeah, homegrown name there. Yeah.
Our cat's name is Lucy. I lost out. I wanted to be, one of the nominations was Leia, as in Princess Leia. I was down with that, but that's Lucy the cat. She lives at my house. I don't really claim ownership, but me and that cat, we got an understanding, so we're okay, Matt.
Yeah, no, I actually love dogs. I'm allergic to them, unfortunately, but dogs don't love me, but I love dogs, so.
Well, let's talk a little baseball
we like
here.
Our cat a lot.
With the president of baseball operations. What a great start for the crew. What are we, 8-4 now? We lost for the first time a series as we dropped to our decision to the Red Sox 5-0 yesterday. Boy, unfortunate time. We've scored 70 runs right over the course of these first 12 games, but none of them yesterday.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think when you zoom out a little bit, like you said, we've had a really good start here, and obviously a couple of tough games the last two in Boston, a really great win in the first one. I will say, as you guys saw, that interaction with Contreras, I think, fired up the guys, certainly. But, great to come back and win that game. But, overall, I think the guys are in a really good spot right now. And look, we've been doing a lot of this without guys like Churio and Vaughn and Quinn Priester and others. And so, to see the guys step up, recently and play as well as we have is a credit to the group.
We were going to bug you for an update on Churio. We'll do that in a second. But first, with the Contreras brothers, are they okay? William and Wilson, do those guys get along?
Yeah, they certainly do. Yeah, they're brothers and they're close. I'm sure that's a tough spot for William to be because he's a really big competitor. I mean, he's as competitive as anybody I've ever been around. He's caught there because he's probably covering his brother and also has the back of our team. So I think obviously a tough situation for him, but to see the guys just come together and win that game in game one. With all those antics, going through that game, I thought was a huge credit to the group.
I thought it was just a fun game to watch, too, the back and forth. And then also the way that we won, Matt, that was such a Brewers win, whether it was the dribbler that just stays fair and can't get foul, and just the way that we scored and stayed on him, that was a blast.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the Yelich slide, with that ball that got behind the catcher there was unbelievable. I mean, just the way he read that, was a credit to him. I mean, he is, obviously a great, great player, but the fact that he's such a good base runner, I think goes unrecognized. I mean, he's a tremendous base runner. Once he gets going, he's really fun to watch.
Well, how about the start for him this year, Matt? I mean, Yelly is off to a great start.
Yeah, locked in. And again, that home run that he hit against the White Sox, I can't say enough. I mean, that was, again, one of the best moments that I can recall in all the years that I've been here. And so for him to just put the team on his back at the start of the season here has been a ton of fun to watch.
Okay, Jackson Churio, what can you tell us?
Yeah, hopefully, back soon. Again, it's the injury to the hand. You always got to be cautious there. But the one good thing is that he's been staying in motion. I mean, he's doing stuff early. He's keeping his legs, his core, everything in shape as he's working through this thing with his hand. So he's doing everything he can there. You know, we're hoping, you know, maybe, you know, late April, early, or early May, you know, potentially to return there for Jackson, but obviously don't want to rush anything with him. And, you know, we still have another 5+ months to go in the season and hopefully more than that, you know, so we just want to be cautious there with Jackson.
Bryce Terang, hadn't seen him in the lineup a couple of days, a report of maybe some tendonitis, anything going on there?
No, same thing. Yeah, just the ankle's been bugging him a little bit. But, you know, again, he had a pretty big workload through the WBC and everything that he did there. So we just want to be cautious there and take it slow. But you know, Bryce is one of the leaders of our team. You know, he's just grown into such a, you know, a tremendous player. And, you know, to be the starting second baseman on Team USA says it all, really. And so, you know, again, just, you know, wanted to be cautious with him and giving him 2 days off plus going into the off day today, we thought was the responsible way to go there with him.
Brewers President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold, is with us this morning. Running through the pitching staff a little bit here, Matt, you have to be thrilled beyond measure with Kyle Harrison and how he started the season. Shane Drohan had, it wasn't a terrible start, but it wasn't exactly how he wanted to make his major league debut.
Yeah, I think both of those guys, you know, they're young guys and they're gonna have bumps along the way. I mean, you know, Harrison's probably gone through that a little bit more with his major league experience and Drohan hasn't quite yet. But again, all these young guys sort of go through those ebbs and flows. But, you know, for Drohan to make that appearance yesterday, we thought was a great thing to get his feet wet. And then, you know, in terms of Harrison, I mean, he's just taking his game to another level right now. I mean, he's throwing the ball incredibly well. He's wide open to, you know, a lot of different suggestions and he's just a great worker. And I think the fact that, you know, he's partnering with great people that we have like Chris Hook and Jim Henderson has been a really great partnership there with those guys. And so, yeah, I've been very excited to watch the growth here of Kyle Harrison.
All right. So next cat, you can name him or her Jaha after Johnny Jaha. Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
That's nice. Look back one, right?
Sure. Yeah, I wasn't here for Jaha, so it might be somebody that I'm more familiar with. But, yeah, not looking at another cat. I think, you know, good with one at the moment. So
Franklin, named after Wayne Franklin, a pitcher from...
Pull deep there.
Ginter, right. Keith Ginter.
Where are you even getting these names? This is my team.
Ooh, could Belly. Be a lot of fun.
Ron Belliard.
I'll let you guys help. I'll let you help with the name.
Looking forward to it.
Matt Arnold with us this morning. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
So the Brewers have a 6-game homestand here. We've got the Nationals this weekend, and then the American League champion Toronto Blue Jays come to town early next week.
Millions of birds.